Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A Portland woman named Lex created a PowerPoint presentation to tell her family that she is working as a stripper.
Look out.
I guess this has gone viral on TikTok. And it was posted by her sister, which I hope she had her sister's permission to post this, because, it's one thing to show your family a presentation about you being a stripper. Maybe not everybody in her life knows, but thanks to her sister, they do.
I got to have the feeling from watching this video that the sister was okay with it, because it's not like she's like hiding in a closet or something along those lines. She's behind them, the parents.
Yeah.
And she's watching the PowerPoint presentation as well. It's like they're all in class. And for me, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, they want to get some extra TikTok views.
I think you're right.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, definitely right. Especially if she's got, a very nice TikTok. I don't know what TikTok's rules are. If you're a stripper, if you can show stuff or not, can you?
No, you can't. You can't or type out the word stripper, because they'll either block the video or they'll make it so not many people could see it in the first place.
She spelled stripper with the number one instead of the letter I.
Yeah, a lot of people get around with writing striper or other words to signify stripper. Or that's where the term accountant really came from.
Gotcha.
They're a spicy accountant.
Oh, really? Oh, I never heard that term before.
And, doing my due diligence as a broadcaster, I clicked on her TikTok to figure out, the stripper, the one that's breaking the news to the parents. And her TikTok page, it's like got five videos, and there's nothing like scandalous on there.
Oh, man. Jeez, that's good work, though, Steve.
Yes, I'm here. Yeah. I'm here to just help provide for the show.
Yeah. Yes.
Now I'm going to get back off of it and go back on Disney's website.
There you go. So Lex, of course, during this TikTok video where she's doing the PowerPoint for her parents, scrolling through the presentation, mom and dad are sitting there watching this whole thing, and she shared several slides in which she works to end the stigma associated with working in a strip joint before spilling the details. Here's some of the audio.
What this secret does mean. I'm talented, I'm cool, I'm powerful, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What this secret does not mean. I'm pregnant or in danger. Drum roll. Da 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 da. I'm a stripper! As in, I pulled it.
Really?
So first you might be thinking, why? It's a sex-positive environment, and I can express myself safely. It's a performance, the theatrics, if you will.
I really appreciate you being forthright.
Wow.
That's just sitting there with his feet up on the table, just like, all right, like, what am I supposed to do with this situation?
What the hell am I
going to
do with this? Yeah.
Although she broke it all down, like, frequently asked questions as well, including, like, do you plan on doing other sex work? Like, and she's like, nope, I'm just doing dancing on a pole. And that's
okay,
and,
then.
And, And she works in Portland, apparently. So
yeah. So
oh yeah.
So dad's got to go. Well, now do I have to stop going to the A-crop, or am I still safe? You're not there. That's the next question.
Just tell me your hours.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all I need to know so that I can avoid you, and we both can continue with our great lives.
Would that be a trip to have like your daughter pull you aside and say, "I have a PowerPoint presentation, and it's this well thought out. She put a lot of time into it. It's pretty clever, but basically to break the news to you that she's a stripper."
Sarah would just tell me.
Yeah.
She wouldn't even worry about the presentation. She would just go, "Hey, by the way, just I don't know if you might hear from somebody, but I'm stripping. Peace."
She'd probably ask you to drive her to the club for the interview.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think I'd be more surprised that she'd know how to make a PowerPoint presentation than I would be if she said, "Hey, I'm a stripper now."
That's a very good point. It takes a lot to make a PowerPoint. I don't know how to make one. So, yeah, I would be more impressed with the fact that, yeah, you're a stripper, but dude, you can help me with my PowerPoints. That's the takeaway for me.
That's cool pole dancing and stuff. Can you show me how to make a PowerPoint? Because I don't know how to make a PowerPoint.
I mean, really, that'd be awesome if you could. Thanks, kid.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, again, the further west you travel, I think the more people are cooler with everything. I'm happy to hear she seems to be well adjusted because, you know, what a lot of folks are afraid of is that maybe there's drugs involved and it's not a safe environment, but she seems to be cool, which is what I would hope anybody that works in any business is able to, you know, have a good life and not be like, you know, treated badly.
Well, in the video, she even addresses that, like saying, "Hey, like, it's not the old way," you know, basically saying like, you know, it's not like the old stigma of strippers and strip clubs in Portland, especially that she's surrounded by other people that are like, they're like a sisterhood. They're this, they're that, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, and look, you can go to biology. Biologically speaking, a lot of people do like looking at the naked feminine form. It brings it sets something off in your brain, making you feel like, you know, life is good. So, I mean, who's she harming if she's helping a lot of people's brains go, "Hey, life is good," especially now, man. We can use anything that makes us feel like life is good. We really, really can.
Yeah, I wonder even like, I mean, I feel like there's got to be like a whole. There could be a good documentary done on just like how it's affected like all the gentlemen's clubs, like how they're since the pandemic and all the crap that went down, trying to reopen. Like that's got to be such a weird thing because so much of it is about like, you know, being within close proximity of people. Even if you're not giving a lap dance, like you're still like up in somebody's business. Just like conversations and things along those lines.
Oh, yeah. Finally, the cops don't have to go in there and do any stings anymore. Like, you know what? The world has enforced the 5-foot rule, whatever the case might be. Yeah. Speaking of documentaries, dude, you just sparked my brain. Because I know you probably would want to watch this. The Bob Ross documentary dropped on Netflix.
Dude, I keep meaning to watch it. And I hear it's a pretty damn good watch.
It is a good watch. And it's going to make you sad.
Yeah, from what I hear, like, so it makes it seem like he got screwed over. Is that what I
hear? Yeah, dude, I do nothing of this history. So this was, I walked into this and the name is Bob Ross, Happy Accidents, Betrayal, and Greed. And I'm
right.
Like, wow, okay, that's, it's on Netflix. I'm like, okay. And it starts off showing his kid, and I do remember him bringing his kid on TV painting. And
oh my
his
gosh,
kid,
yeah.
His kid looks old and beat down. I mean, he looks like he's been through the ringer a little bit. And as you watch the story and watch how it all unfolds, you get to see that it is a tragic situation if how they portray it is true. And I have to be careful how to say that because apparently there are some people in this documentary that are talked about that so many people are afraid of being sued by them. They refuse to be in the documentary just so they wouldn't get sued by basically the antagonists of the story.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm not even going to mention him by name because, again, I don't want to get sued. But they just keep telling you, "We would have talked to this person, we would have talked to that person, we would have talked to that person," but they're afraid of getting sued by the antagonists of the story. And I'm just like, wow, that's hardcore, like a reputation right there.
Yeah, because I remember when I saw like the teaser for all this, they're just like, "Yo, you're going to find out stuff you never knew," and it made it almost feel like, are we going to find out that Bob Ross is not as awesome as we hoped he was? Like, was he up to no good? But then it turns out that people were up to no good around him.
Yeah.
So he's not a bad guy, right?
There's a little, no, he's not a bad guy, though. There's a little drama he's involved with, and I'll just say that.
Okay.
Which, you know, there's denial of the drama, and then there's other people saying, oh, no, there was drama. And this drama can make you understand maybe why there just might be some weirdness going on with how people believe they deserve what they deserve and don't when it comes to finances. But I'll tell you this, Steve. It makes me feel badly for buying any Bob Ross-related products.
Damn it, I'm just going to buy a Bob Ross book.
Dude, I've got Bob Ross socks, and I'm like, wow, man.
So I should get my Bob Ross Chia Pet?
Yeah, don't get that, dude. Don't if you don't want to feel badly about where that money might be going.
What about Target? They have all those Bob Ross shirts. I don't know if they still do, but for a while they did.
Dude, I know. And the sad thing is when you watch this, you're going to think about every Bob Ross product there is and realize that, wow, this is especially if, you know, the way the story unfolds and if you're to believe everything you see in this documentary, which, you know, documentaries definitely try to, you know, present the facts as much as possible.
Some.
You're not going to want to ever buy a Bob Ross product again. Yeah. And it's not about Bob Ross being a bad guy either. It's just about how the financial situation went. And it really is sad. It just, you know, in your brain, you would think, okay, Bob Ross was amazing. He accomplished great stuff. There's just a fairness to how that should go in life, you know, and to, you know, to Bob Ross's estate, Bob Ross's family. And business and the way contracts can be done is really kind of heinous and makes you hate capitalism sometimes because of how things go. Makes you hate lawyers sometimes. It just leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And again, it has nothing to do with Bob Ross being a good guy or bad guy.
Someone even said, yeah. I watched the documentary and said, don't buy anything from Bob Ross. Another person said, I watched the documentary twice. Definitely worth it.
Yeah, and it turns out, you know, the antagonists of this story allegedly ruined the lives of other people as well. It was very syndicate-like. I mean, the way they're described in this documentary makes you feel like it's an organized crime situation, the way they're described in the documentary.
It was like a public television painting show.
I know. It is unbelievable. And like I said, it is a good watch. And the good news is that, you know, you get the origins. I didn't realize that, you know, that Bob Ross was not the first dude to come up with what he was doing. And that actually his style of painting is a very classic old style that's present in some of the greats that we've seen over the history. So there's a lot of cool stuff in there. And yeah, Bob Ross comes off like he is. He's a great guy. I don't think you're going to still love Bob Ross. You probably love him even more because of the fact of how he got screwed over, at least as this documentary says he did.
I remember there was a few shows that did like that kind of a painting show. Like in 30 minutes, we'll have an awesome painting done, but none even came close to Bob Ross's show.
Yeah, this is...
Because when you beat the devil out of the paintbrush.
Oh, yeah. Well, and some people think actually that may have led to his premature death. And I won't spoil how they come up with that theory. But his beating the paintbrush might have actually hurt him.
Is this like a euphemism?
And I'm not kidding.
I thought it made you go blind.
No. It's I'm throwing the teasers out there, dude. The beating of the paintbrush could have led to his death. Is all I'm going to say.
One story said that that in the documentary we learned that he used to not put people in his paintings because he was worried he'd never be able to get them out. Is that in the doc?
Oh, is that what you mean, like a Beetlejuice or like a supernatural thing?
Oh, this is an Onion article, my bad.
Oh,
sorry.
There we go.
They have a list of things about the documentary, but it's an Onion article.
Nice going, buddy. I was like, I do not remember that from the documentary, but I mean,
despite his kind, gentle TV persona, the real Ross was only kind of sort of nice.
That's not true. I mean,
no,
look,
this is the Onion. They're making stuff.
Onion. Oh,
I'm reading an Onion article.
Okay, I'm like,
fine.
All right.
No, I was like, I went to find an article about Bob Ross, Jesus. And the first thing was the Onion, and it said, here's some big revelations. I'm like, oh, I bet these will be good, including the people one. I was joking.
This is why the internet said, I know. I would have read that thinking that was true, Steve. So, you know, at least you saw it was an Onion.
Another one said, to achieve his signature calm, Ross would exhaust himself by shrieking for 20 minutes straight before taping began.
Yeah. Well, there is a secret that I was very surprised to learn about how they did that show. Because Bob Ross was pretty amazing how he did those paintings in 30 minutes.
We tried, and, you know, my buddy Chris and I, we bought canvas, we would buy paint, and we would try, and it was never done in 30 minutes, and it never looked good.
Well, you're going to, the way he started, eventually he was able to do it exactly the way we thought he did it, but he had a little bit of a trick that he used that you will get to see when you watch the documentary. But it was like, oh, my brain goes, why didn't I think that's how that might have been done? Because he's up there and he's just painting, And you're going like, wow, this is amazing. He's just got a blank studio. You know, there's not like he's looking at a landscape like a lot of painters you see if they're out at the beach or nature. He's just doing this from his head. This is insane. But they show a little trick. And at least at the beginning, you know, when he started, because he did like, it felt like he did 30 series, I think, of these, or close to 30 different seasons, if you will. A couple of might have happened a year, though, but it's like, wow. I mean, he did a lot.
I remember just, you would just run the gamut of emotions, too, when you watched him paint. Like, you know, you'd feel happiness, you'd kind of feel like, but then it was that moment of just pure anger when you put a tree in a scene where you just weren't feeling it.
Oh, really? Oh, you got pissed.
Oh, he's like, Bob, what the F are you doing, man? This painting's perfect. Now you're going to put a tree there, and then by the time he's done, you're like, yeah, that was a good idea. That tree actually looks really good right there. I was sorry I ever doubted you, Bob.
I will tell you this, dude.
I guess the squirrels need a place to go. You're right.
Yeah, they need a big tree. And he explains that. Actually, Steve, he actually explains why he would piss you off and put a tree where he put it. And there, I never even realized, but there was a thing. Hmm. There was a reason. But, you know, Steve, a lot of folks watched it while they were stoned, or they got stoned, or they wanted to get stoned.
We were just kids watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you started young. What can I tell you? But there was a lot of people that, I mean, they interviewed a lot of people. He saved their lives. Like, people talked about, you don't understand, I was suicidal, and people multiple times tried to end their life. And then Bob Ross was on TV, and he said, literally, this dude saved my life. And then, of course, the guy was quite a chick magnet. That's something that I never realized. And he intentionally did what he did on TV. And they showed some examples, and you'll see in the documentary, of why he was a chick magnet based on how he spoke while he was painting and the things he said. And it never even occurred to me. But when they highlighted everything in the documentary, you're like, oh, my God, this guy is like, oh, wow. And then they show him at these art shows and these art classes he used to do. And the women are just like, hey, oh, Bob, man, show me the brush.
With the sweet fake perm that he had.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was, I mean, Bob Ross had it going on.
But I believe that, like, he probably helped a lot of people, because when you watch that show, he was a calming presence.
Oh, dude, exactly. Yeah, exactly. We get a guy that gets busted for calling in sick for work when his boss sees him on TV at a football game. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you all about this at 8:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, this couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. It's about a dude getting in trouble, and he's a San Francisco 49ers fan. Uh-oh. So, you know what? Yeah, I mean,
oh, dear.
I really wish the worst for him. Thank you. His name is Kelvin. He skipped work to attend a preseason game. And you know what? He kind of had a problem with that plan. He was like, sure, I'll call it. They won't know. I'm going to go to the game, have a good time. But he ended up on television. His boss was watching the game. When the broadcast showed the fans in the stadium, it showed Kevin and or Kelvin, I should Kelvin. Say. And Kelvin revealed the text exchange with his boss on TikTok, where the boss texted him to see how he was feeling. The boss was like, hey, man, how you feeling? Any better, buddy? And Kelvin replied, I'm okay, just relaxing. And then the boss texted a pic of Kelvin at the game and said, are you sure? Because it looks like you have a twin.
Oh, no.
And Kelvin replied with the Homer Simpson gif of him backing into the bushes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, so it was the boss then texted, yeah, caught your ugly ass in 4K. 4K TV for the win.
Yeah. It's so great because like, you see the footage of it because the guy shared like on his TikTok the text exchange, but then also showed like him on TV and he's on his phone like in like the, it looks like he's like in the front row or like in a, close to like wherever the guardrail is. I wonder if he's on the phone with the boss at that moment when the video was being shot.
Oh, damn, dude. That would be such a beating if you were caught in the act at the time.
Right.
Like that where the boss lets you know. Wow. That's, yeah, that's, I mean, we don't know. We don't know if he got fired. We just know he's in trouble, but I'm not sure what kind of trouble it is since, you know, he's throwing it on TikTok. I imagine he's okay.
Yeah, I think if he would have put it up there, he would have said, I got fired for this. But I almost feel like his boss, it sounds like his boss has got a pretty decent sense of humor.
Yeah.
Because, he called him an ugly ass. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, there he is. With the TV, the way as good as his 4K was, that was him. Wow, he's right there. You can see it's him.
Put a hat on, maybe you get like something. A little like San Francisco 49ers mustache. I don't know if they make those, but like just something to make it so it's a little more difficult to be spot. But he's probably thinking, what are the odds?
Yeah,
and a stadium full of people that my face is going to be on television.
You're in the front. You're in the front row. You got to know,
or that you would recognize, like because that's usually it. They're just like sweeping shots. They don't usually, like, you know what I mean. Like, there's been times where we've been like pretty low down at Sounders games, and I don't see myself at all. But other times, it's like, oh, they focus on specific people in the crowd. What are the odds that it's going to do that to you?
I made an announcement like, hey, let everybody check out Kelvin. He's currently skipping work at this game. Like, it does seem so crazy that the boss. And spot him.
And usually when they're showing fans, like if they do close-ups, it's always the fans that are dressed up, got the paint, got the great costumes, you know, not just some regular dude going, hi, how you doing? Is my boss out there? Hey, boss. Wow. A friend of mine, we were gaming and a friend of mine's like, oh my gosh, I destroyed my ankle. This is horrible. And, you know, I'm like, well, if you stand up at your job all day, cause I rolled my ankle, maybe you should take time off. I'm sure they'll understand. It's like, you don't understand. I called in sick yesterday. That's the day I call and I rolled my ankle. I go, well, what'd you tell him? Oh, I told him I wasn't feeling well. And oh, I really should have been at work, but the day they took off, pretended they were sick, they destroyed themselves. So they actually had to go and work the next day, even though they really shouldn't have. So, I mean, you know, you know that if you're in any kind of business where young people are going to be your workers, you know, this is going to happen. You know, when they call in sick and it's you're like, yeah, you're not sick.
Have you ever called in sick when you weren't?
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
There's never been a situation where I never called in sick, but if I was going to call in sick, it would only be because I was sick.
Oh, so when you were a young person, you really showed up every day?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I mean, seriously.
Even in the school days, like, it was just like, look, I might not be able to perform grade-wise, but I'm going to crush it with punctuality. Like, that was my thing.
Wow.
I never was like, I never won the punctuality award because I would, sometimes get sick. Like,
oh, yeah.
I would be so jealous of my friends that got like the punctuality award. I was like, damn it. I don't know why that was such a big deal to me.
Yeah, why was that a big deal?
Because that's the only thing I could control. I can't control my intelligence, but I could get my ass out of bed and to work or to school no matter what.
Fair.
That makes sense.
That is controllable in my eyes.
I may not be a smart man, but at least I'm on time and there.
Right. And you know what, Rev? In a weird way, that mentality is what got me through college and high school. Like, as long as I got my papers and stuff thing and like showed up to school, class, and got my stuff in on time, even if it was mediocre at best, my papers, they would still pass me.
Yeah.
Because I think they just appreciated that someone cared enough to get their stuff done.
I'd make fun of you, but I actually won the punctuation award once.
I was about to say
wait, the punctuation
word.
Or punctuality?
Punctuality. Punctuation, oh, okay. I sucked at grammar, and I still
do. Okay, there we go. All right.
You were there.
Okay. I was there, but the day I was supposed to collect my award, I actually got sick, and my mom made me stay home the day I was supposed to get my award.
What? Yeah. Is it someone else?
Well, no, it was a couple people who won it. It was
very
participation
ironic.
Award, I guess.
It's very ironic that the person that gets the punctuality award is sick and doesn't get it.
Right.
That's amazing.
That is pretty funny.
But then you just said something that just blew my mind. It is. It's the ultimate participation award.
Yeah.
Good job. You participated.
Yeah. You know, though, man.
But you did more than what most do.
Right?
Show
no,
up.
Yeah. And look, that's the key. I mean, we found out later in life that people that are on time, that is super valuable because for some reason, that is something a lot of humans don't know how to do. They don't know how to be on time.
I never called in sick for work, but my mom got married about 7 times when I worked at my old job because we always go to Disneyland. And it was always like, hey, my mom's getting married in California this week. We need to be there. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, take the weekend. Oh,
do you think one of them's like, man, Danny's mom?
Yeah.
It's like, just has relationship problems.
That's like, she's like Larry King.
Yeah.
Man.
She's constantly getting married.
Yeah, wow. Probably.
Nice going, Danny's mom.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He said, I call in sick with anal glaucoma. I can't see my ass going to work today. that's not really a thing.
That's a classic.
Do mental health days count as sick days?
I think these days they do.
Okay. Yeah, you can count them as a sick day, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, because I think that's the closest. I don't like calling in sick unless I'm sick or I need a mental health day. But yeah, I was just like you. I didn't like calling in sick if I didn't have to.
Oh, I'm the king of that. I will take a mental health day. As soon as they made that a thing, I was like, yeah, I'm doing that.
Someone said, I work in a prison. It's common for us to call in sick for stress relief. However, when we get sick, we're more likely having to work. So I guess when you get like actual physical sick as opposed to...
Yeah, but I think that's changed now. Nobody wants sick people in the workplace anymore.
No.
Yeah, so that's good news. You get to really... Because there were people that would be coming in and you're like, dude, you're on death's door. What are you doing? And then you're getting us all sick. I'm so happy now that society has finally got a reason to go, stay home, Sicky McSickerson. We don't need you here.
And now it's like if someone's like, yeah, that person's sick, that's why they're not here. And no one ever is like, oh man, they should have sucked it up. Now it's like, oh good, I'm glad. I'm glad that person's in response. It's so funny how the things have shifted.
Oh, dude, I have to fight with with allergy season because immediately people go, dude, you need to. It's like, dude, it's allergies. My God, I'm going to be this way until fall kills everything. Okay, that's how it's going to be.
The worst, though, is like when you go in like a gas station or somewhere and you just like ate a nut and like the little piece is like still stuck. So like, you're coughing a little bit like because like you have something stuck in your throat and everyone's like looking at you like, what? Get out of here. Leave. And I'm like, no, it's just the nut that's stuck in my throat.
That is very specific.
When you're going to a gas station and you're finishing your nut.
You guys don't do that.
No. Yeah, usually I'll go to the gas station to buy something to eat. I won't actually be so hungry that I have to have an appetizer before I get my gas station.
Well, just have nuts all the time?
I have a bag of nuts pretty much all the time in my car.
All right.
And what am I going into the gas station to get? More nuts because I'm just finished the other bag of nuts. A couple cashews here, a couple cashews there. It goes a long way, man.
Cashews are amazing, so I appreciate that.
Honey roasted cashews is my jam.
Ooh, even honey roasted? You fancy.
You know what? This is the greatest conversation ever. Is Steve is choking, and the guy at the hamburger place goes, "Why are you choking? I'm choking because I just had a bag of nuts." All right, sir. Here's your bag of dicks. Now get out.
Hey.
Oh, that's awesome. We got a new survey. It turns out a lot of us, more than like almost 65% of Americans, say that while grocery shopping, they must walk down every single aisle at the grocery store.
I generally do that.
I'm on a mission.
Oh, really?
I'm there to get what I need to get. Back when I was single, so my wife takes care of all the grocery shopping because she wouldn't trust me to do it. It would be a disaster. But in my single days of grocery shopping, I was very guilty of that. I would just go every aisle and just grab things that I thought looked cool. And then I would never make them or whatever. But nowadays, if I'm going to the grocery store, I'm like straight to whatever aisle I'm going. I want to get in and get out.
So you have a list.
No, because usually all I'm going in there to get is ice cream.
Nice. Oh, wow, really? Oh, man. Yeah, you see,
I get the snacks for the weekend.
Oh, there you go. And, of course, the nuts. Let's not forget the nuts. We have to get those.
Those are at the gas station, BJ. We've already talked about this.
All right, so anybody else make a list? Because I'm a lister.
I definitely make a list as well.
Anybody use the iPhone app to do that?
No, I write mine down. Like, we have a pad of paper that's magnetic on the fridge, and we put things we need on that, and then I'll take that down and I'll go, I'll do the shopping.
That's how my wife does it, too. Yeah. She writes it all down.
I either write it down or use the actual notes app. I don't use the list app.
Oh, the list app is great. It's the reminders app because you can just say, hey, Sally, add blank to my grocery list. And she does it. So it's like, you know, as soon as you go, what, we need cookies? Okay, hey, Sally. you know, add cookies to my grocery list, and she throws it in there, and I go to the grocery store. It's like super technology. So I love it.
My girlfriend does all the grocery planning and shopping, so she makes the list on her Notes app, and then we go to the store, and I go with her, but she goes down every aisle and gets everything, and I just kind of wander. And get like snacks for the week.
Just get what you think will be cool.
Yeah, it's like, and then she'll be, I'll throw some stuff in and she'll be like, hey, can you grab the bacon? So I'll walk back to the bacon aisle, talk to Marcos over at QFC in West Seattle for
a while. Marcos?
Yeah, and then, you know, just like random stuff. But she goes down every, I don't know what aisles there are at the grocery store.
I don't know what aisles they are. I think there's food in them, Danny.
Well,
you know,
some of them, yeah.
Yeah, you know, some don't have food, but some do.
Yeah, some just have detergent.
The toy aisle is really cool. And then the Halloween aisle at Halloween is also really cool, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Seasonal aisle.
So she knows she's got a child. Sure, you can go off, honey. Go do what you want.
Yeah.
Somebody said if I went to the grocery store and went up and down every aisle and I only went for one thing, I would forget that one thing I went in for originally.
I did that yesterday. I went to the grocery store. I literally needed milk, sour cream, and like maybe chips. And I went in and spent like $150. And I got to my car and realized I forgot the milk.
Yeah, it turns out, Vicky, you're part of almost 80% of people who actually always buy more than they need.
Oh yeah.
I'm only that way at Costco because when I go to the store, I'm like, Steve, I'm on a mission, got my list, and having worked in the supermarket business as long as I did, I kind of know where to go to get stuff. So I, because most of them do the same thing, so I can zip around. But Costco, every aisle, oh, it's like exercise. I feel like, look, first of all, I'm working off the free samples. So that's how I look at it.
Oh, man, Costco, I'm going in and out for one thing, and that's the worst place to go when you're like just trying to beeline to one thing because everyone in front of you, I call them like drunk drivers. Like they're just like swerving in the aisles and stopping here, and then they're like, it's like I'm trying to work around people. Like kind of like
so
I'm like a motorcyclist that's just trying to like weave in between every car.
Dude,
even bring a cart. I know exactly what I'm getting. I'm just going to hand carry it.
You're right, too. They need to understand that, especially with as big as those carts are, it's almost like you're driving and therefore driving rules. Get the hell out of everybody's way and pull over.
But in all fairness to them,
they know how to do that.
Everybody's doing that, so I don't even know where you can pull over because it's like if you go during like a busy time, it's just a cluster F, man.
Oh, if it's super, super busy, then you can't do the walk down up and down the aisle thing. You got to just get in and get
out.
If
I'm going in to get one thing and I see that parking lot is even half full, I'm out. There's no way. Like the lines are so insane at Costco, and yeah, they go quickly, but it's because everyone gets an amazing amount of stuff. You're just standing there with like what, one chicken? That's insane.
That's why they got self checkout now. The lines
aren't
that.
Wait,
they do? Yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow,
Mr. Chicken Guy.
Even know that.
Oh dude, yeah. it's been the best thing ever. It has lowered my anxiety about going to Costco because I get there and the self checkout is typically. I've never had a situation where I had to wait in line.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That was a genius invention of Costco.
Plus, I feel like then I'm like kind of an employee. I'm like, do you have your membership card? Why, yes, I do.
Yeah, I will tell you this. I've decided, like, you know, I go to Costco myself because the people with me don't like to do the up and down. They just go, I want to get in and get out. And I go, you know what? You're ruining the whole Costco experience because everything changes at Costco. They always have new stuff. And, you know. I mean, and that, it's like Christmas time all the time at Costco, and I just love it. And they go, oh, I need one of those. I never thought I needed one of those. And then you forget, wow, they've got those. Okay, I got to remember that next time I need that.
Oh, the electronics area of Costco, I got to stay away from because I just want to drop on my mind.
Right.
They have all this random stuff that I really don't need, but I'm like, that looks cool. It's like an I've seen on TV store.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I sat in a bunch of chairs yesterday. Like, oh, they got gamer chairs. I'm like, oh, these gamer chairs are so better than my dining room chairs, but how could I convince my wife that we should replace dining room chairs with gamer chairs?
Just replace them when she goes back to California.
I know.
And not say a word.
I wish it was that easy, Steve. But, you know.
She'll never know.
I mean, that game top, the gamer top that I have, man, still I get some side eye. And she's like, really? You're going to leave that on the dining room table, are you? So like, look at the pretty mats and the colors. And she's like, yeah.
So it's a ravioli lasagna at Costco. It's better than sex. Ooh. I haven't had it. Now I need to try it. I've had the ravioli.
Wait. you've had sex at a Costco? All right, I guess if we got to try it. Lasagna? They have lasagna?
Yeah. Ravioli lasagna.
Wow.
Like.
See, I've been wanting to try the cheese curd lasagna from Beecher's at Bellevue Square at the Beecher store.
They also have that at the SeaTac, too, if you're going anywhere. At the Beecher store. Yes, Sex. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they've got lasagna there?
Yeah, yeah. They have a big old sign at SeaTac saying, try our cheese curd lasagna.
Oh, I might have to buy that for a thing. Oh, man. You know, for the plane.
Why are you going to the airport to buy lasagna? I mean, don't worry about it.
See, the thing is, you need a ticket to get into that Beecher's, though, because it's not on the outside.
But who's coming back from California to visit you?
Yeah.
Oh, good call.
Make her stop.
Yeah, make her stop. I could go to Bellevue Square myself, but blank that. You stop off the plane and get me my Beecher's.
Well, it's probably on the way back to the baggage terminal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like she probably has got stuff she's bringing. You're right, Steve. She should bring me food, too. You're right.
Yeah, you know what she's bringing? Stuff that's going to be at the baggage terminal, so she hasn't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
She has empty hands.
You're absolutely right. You know what? If she, I don't think you're going to turn right around and get back on the plane.
I don't get the vibe you're going to ask her.
No, because I feel like, you know what? Again, you know, you're a brave man when it's somebody else's spouse.
I don't think I'm asking for anything crazy. I'm not asking for, like, you're not saying, hey, would you mind banging the pilot before you leave? Like, you're just saying, can you get me some lasagna at the place?
I feel like if I asked her to bang the pilot before she left, it's because a lot of those pilots are bangable. She'd probably be like, yeah, not a problem. I'll get that done for you.
If my wife was getting on a plane, I wanted a Sub Pop shirt. I'd be like, hey, could you swing by the Sub Pop store and pick me up a Sub Pop shirt? I don't feel like I'm being...
But if there's a Sub Pop at the South Hill Mall and your wife, like, really? You can't drive to the South Hill Mall, get yourself a shirt? I think my wife would give me that.
This is me just consolidating two things into one.
You know what? Your wife is very reasonable, is all I'll say.
Or I'd say, yeah, I can. That just means I won't be able to pick you up at the airport.
You know what? Again, you're such a brave man when nobody's listening. Is your wife not listening right now?
Oh, no, there's a very good chance she's listening. I have no problem asking her to get me some ravioli at the store.
At the airport, though. Yes. That's different. The airport's a pain in the ass. You're like, wait, I just get off of a flight. I got to get my luggage. And you want me to pick you up food as well.
Yes.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
No, you know what? You know what? Give that a try. Let me know how that works for you.
All right, give me your wife's number. I'll ask her.
Perfect. Right, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. All right. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
How long is a traditional marathon in miles?
24.
No.
12.
No.
Wait. Traditional marathon in miles. 25.
No.
23?
No.
Kevin.
I want to let you know the biggest idiot of the year was me. Because I literally said, well, I know a half marathon is 13.1. And then I gave a different answer, except for 26.2. You know what, really? You want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 8:50 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.